I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people to be happy. And as silly as that sounds, it's not that big of a mission. It's not that big of a mission when you can find 1,000 people like the people here today, like Dylan and Craig and my daughter today. I dreamed about being the warm-up act for Craig. Then I dreamed about being the warm-up act for Dylan. And then now today being the warm-up act for my daughter, Marissa. So yeah. But that's the mission, to find 1,000 people and teach them how to make a lot of money, help a lot of people with that money, and have a lot of fun in their human experience as well with that money. Notice that money is still very important to me. It's just not my identity. But I've never met anyone in the world who makes a lot of money and helps a lot of people with that money and has a lot of fun with that money that isn't happy. And my mission is to make the world a happy place. That just takes 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000,000. That's 1/8 of the world. That's a collective consciousness. One particle of light overcomes 1,000,000 particles of darkness. And as humbly as I can stand in front of you today, I'm going to change the world because of you guys. So I want to thank all of you for allowing me to be the warm-up act today. I certainly appreciate it. But I'm going to talk about something that hopefully will empower you to change your life, to be happy. And it's aligned with the 1% that we're talking about. And it's aligned with these daily practices. And I want you to think about those two words, daily and practice. And in the context of how to change your own life is to understand we have to live a duality in the human experience. So let me kind of frame the human experience, which I have found makes life easy and elevates the awareness that makes it dis-easy mentally, physically, and spiritually for you. So what is the human experience? The human experience is you're given a body. Without that body, you would have no pain, no struggles, no setbacks. Without that body, you would have none of that. No failures, no setbacks, no pain, no struggle. But you are given a body to learn lessons. And the lessons are going to keep on coming until you learn them. They will continue to repeat themselves until you learn them. You will forget every lesson that there ever was and ever will be, but you have the power to access every lesson that there ever was or ever will be. The human experience is framed by the time your heart starts until the time your heart stops. That's the human experience. Everything else can stop working. And if anybody's over 50, with me, unfortunately, certain things stop working and you're like, whoa, I got to see a doctor. I never thought that would stop working. I'm talking about my hair. Okay. Dirty mind. I'm kidding. Anyways, but it's true. My eyes can stop. My ears can stop. My brain can even stop. And I'm still having a human experience within the context of the infinite. And so when we break down the human experience, it's divided by God's guarantee to us. What does God guarantee us? 24 hours a day. He says to you, I'm going to give you this body to learn, and I will guarantee every day of your life you have 24 hours, except for the last day, I'm going to cheat you. Seconds, minutes, hours, depending on who you are. You will be cheated the last day of your life. So understanding the framework of the human experience is extremely important, and a lot of people don't pay attention or give intention to why we're here and what we're doing here because they don't even think about, I'm here to be human. I'm here to be part of humanity, part of a community of people living in these 24-hour segments in the divine direction that I want to learn. I'm living in a divine direction about what I want to learn, and you should live in the divine direction of what you want to learn. Not what other people want you to learn, not what they think of you, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but it's your destiny. It's your human experience. So we don't have to worry about what other people think or what they think about what we think. What other people think is none of your business. Wayne Dyer told me that years ago. I really didn't understand until I got older. It's none of my business. It's not that I don't care. Of course, I'm human. When somebody says something about me, it hurts my feelings. But I really... none of my business what they think. And usually I don't know what they think. They're usually thinking about themselves, and I think they're thinking about me. That's the whole narcissistic human experience that we live in. Nobody's thinking about what I'm wearing, trust me. But how many times have I walked in the room going, oh, okay? Like, honestly, right, Renee? You didn't go, oh, shit, I really wonder what Dave Meltzer's wearing to this. Now, if I was George Clooney, maybe, but I'm not. Or Tom Cruise, by the way, anyone that thinks that. I'm much taller, obviously. So within the context of this 24 hours, we start getting a gear on how can I maximize that 1%, the progress of what I call the empty mile. Everybody here heard of the extra mile? The extra mile is the biggest lie of human experience. I talked about this last night. So many people, they go the extra mile every once in a while, and then they use that to justify why they're not where they want to be or better, not on their divine direction. You see, it's this 1% idea that gets you to what's called the empty mile, where nobody, there's no competition, you're on your own. An extraordinary amount of progress occurs in the empty mile. And the only way to get to the empty mile is through consistent behavior, through practicing behaviors every single day, 7 days a week. You see, 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. I don't have time to teach you the physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics of that intentionality of time, but I can use an example that is undeniably that illustrates this. And I use Spanish. I apologize for those that were at dinner last night, but I've never met a kid who studies Spanish 15 minutes a day, 7 days a week, and doesn't get an A. No such kid in the world. Tons of kids like me study 15 hours right before the test, sometimes get an A, but rarely gets the A. That's called the extra mile. Lying to myself, going the extra mile every once in a while, spending the weekend with my kids at Disneyland instead of a minimum of 30 minutes a day with each of my children. Every day, 7 days. Notice I said a minimum. And the reason I say that is that I give a minimum of 2 minutes a day to my three older daughters. I still give more time to my son. And it's because I've asked for 5 minutes. And they're better negotiators than I. That doesn't mean I don't spend more than 2 minutes a day, but people give me shit. Oh, you only spend 2 minutes with your... No, but I make sure I spend a minimum of 2 minutes a day with each one of my kids. And I make sure I'm intentional about them knowing I love them, I'm proud of them, and I always have their back. If you don't believe me, check my phone. Same with my mom. I still have a relationship. My mom passed away. And for 18 years, I've been telling her the same thing every single day. That I am happy, I'm healthy, I love you, and I appreciate you. Every day, even now, I save my mom's phone number on my plan. I still have the phone, and it, every day there's a text that says that. The only difference is she actually probably reads it now. Thank you, Mom. So let's talk about this 24 hours, because most of you are wasting it. You're wasting it because you're living in a 24 hours of circumstance. 24 hours of circumstance is that in that 24 hours tomorrow, for example, if I don't die today, cancel. I'm guaranteed this 24 hours tomorrow. I am uncertain what is going to happen. And none of you are certain what's going to happen tomorrow, except for you get 24 hours unless it's the last day of your life. There's no certainty. In fact, if you could give me a certainty of tomorrow, I know how to make billions of dollars. You can have yours. I'll give mine to charity. But nobody's come up to me and said, oh, you know what, Dave? That stock's going to go up a dollar tomorrow. I guarantee it. It's certain. Mortgage rates are going to be this tomorrow. I guarantee it. The weather is going to be this tomorrow at this time. I guarantee it. It's impossible. And what's so interesting about that in the human experience is that uncertainty causes one thing. And it's every day uncertain. It causes fear. When we don't know what's going on, we get afraid and we react to the fear with the ego. It's built into us to react to that fear of uncertainty. And it displays itself with what? The need to be right, the need to be offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. And all these things are interfering with our potential. Every minute and moment you spent in worrying is a duplicative negative. Not only is it interfering with where you want to be, it's actually wishing for what you don't want. Every time you're angry, frustrated, guilty, resentful, same exact thing. You are interfering with your potential, with your 1%. And so we have to realize that uncertainty exists within the 24 hours, and I'm going to react with the ego, with these needs of the ego that are going to interfere and wish for what I don't want. It's important to know that. So then we have to learn how, through these practices, which I'll teach you, to live in our divine direction, to shorten the distance of that resistance in our life. Shorten that distance of resistance through daily practices. The last thing I'm going to teach you before I go through these five daily practices, and I will send, not only you already have my book, I will send you these five daily practices. I have tons of videos, exercises, and guides. All you have to do is scan that and or email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll give everyone my cell phone, email, and that code before I leave. So, you know, please, at the very end, I'll give it to you, david@dmeltzer.com. But the last thing to know, which is the most powerful of all this idea of framing your human existence in the 24-hour context, is that because there's uncertainty every single day and we know how we react and interfere with that, it's important to know that we can live our lives, part of it, part of the 24 hours every day, with non-negotiable behavior. What does non-negotiable behavior mean? It means that no matter what circumstances arise, no matter what uncertainty there is tomorrow, I am going to spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day with my wife, no matter what. Delays, arguments, weather, mortgage rates, news, none of that stops me from spending a minimum of 30 minutes a day on my life. Does that mean that every single day for 18 years as I've developed this system of five daily practices that I've spent more than 30 minutes with my wife? No, because I'm human. And human beings hate repetition and the truth. But I have to be honest, sometimes I miss. But I never miss 2 days in a row. Very few times in my entire plan have I missed 2 days in a row with my non-negotiable behavior. So I divide each 24 hours into 12 hours of non-negotiable behavior and 12 hours of circumstantial or negotiable behavior. So half of my life, I've outwitted the devil. I've outwitted the devil. How have I outwitted the devil? As I said, okay, I know devil, ego, interference. I know that you exist. So therefore, I'm going to take it a reasonable amount of time and make it non-negotiable so certainty is in my life, no matter what happens. And I'm never going to double down or have two L's in a row, because then it becomes a habit, a practice that I don't want, a behavior that's not aligned with my divine direction that interferes with it. So I say to myself, okay, what's the biggest chunk of time in that non-negotiable behavior, the easiest thing to do that has the most impact? Sleep, right. That's my game. I'm one of the world's greatest sleepers. I sleep intentionally. I sleep to recover, knowing coming from the sports world that those people that recover the best perform the best. They react the best. They respond the best. They can handle uncertainty the best. They can handle circumstance the best. So I spend a minimum of 8 hours a day sleeping. I have a sleep coach, a mentor. So now I've really made it easy on me, because 8 hours of non-negotiable behavior is just making sure I have an unwinding routine to put my mind, body, and soul in a position to recover and access information to transcend the next day. A minimum of 8 hours. So then at least 4 hours of more non-negotiable behavior. So beyond my sleep, what's the next most important thing? My health. Right? If you're healthy, you get as many wishes a day as you want. And wishes are invaluable. Prayer is invaluable. Asking is invaluable. If you're unhealthy, I promise you'll only have one wish when you wake up. So I spend a minimum of an hour a day on my health, focused in on what God tells me the human experience is I'm going to give you this body with pain and struggle so you can learn. And it's indicated and dictated by your heart beating. Therefore, health to me is this. One, sleep, obviously. Because if you don't sleep, you will die. Two, breathe. So all of these people, I have mentors for each of these. If you don't breathe, what happens? You will die. So God's telling me, he's giving me some really strong clues of what's important in the human experience to keep your heart beating. He says, if you don't eat, you're going to die. If you don't drink, you're going to die. And if you don't move, you're going to die. So you should learn lessons about breathing, sleeping, eating, drinking, and moving before anything else, so that you have more of the game to play and more lessons to learn, more feedback from the failures that you're going to have. Because I gave you a body, and the body creates failures every day, struggles and pain. And the better that you take the feedback, the more you learn, the more you shorten the distance of resistance. And this is all without circumstance, because I've taken control and certainty in my life half of the day. 8 hours of sleep, a minimum of an hour in my health, a minimum of an hour with my family and relatives every day. See, I used to lie to myself and lie to others. I'm doing this for my family. Bullshit. If you cared about your family, you would sleep well and take care of your health. It's the same way I have, you know, this guy that I mentor, and he may be here today. Literally, within 5 minutes, he's telling me how much financial problems he has. You know, got to get a loan. Can you help me out? Can you do this? And then literally 5 minutes later, he texts me, hey, I gave $100 from you and me to somebody. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Serve from your saucer. Receive your health, receive your wealth, receive your happiness, receive your worthiness, and then give it away. And then ask for more. Expand your vessel, and then you're creating this infinite loop of giving of abundance, not a scarce loop of not enough, a zero-sum game where you're giving more than you're receiving. You realize, I know it feels good to give, because that's when we feel the highest self, is when we're able and capable of helping others. But you're not able and capable of helping others if you don't have yourself. And two, if you're not asking for help and receiving from others, you are cheating them of the opportunity of feeling really good, having them experience their higher self. You are cheating them. You're actually giving to people when you receive. So when we have these non-negotiable behaviors, a minimum of time sleeping, a minimum of time with health, minimum of time with our family, a minimum of time with my faith, a minimum time with my finances, the activities I get paid for, a minimum amount of time studying time, not looking at my calendar. I study time. I pay attention to what's planned, not planned, paid for, not paid for, and my sleep. And I ask myself, is this aligned with what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, an efficient, effective, statistically successful way to be productive, accessible, and gracious in my divine direction? And I even take it a step farther with intention. It's not just that direction. It's making sure I align what? The meaning of my past. We'll go through the 5 daily practices, and you'll see how important it is that your God-given power is co-creation, commandment, working with God to align the meaning of your past with your divine direction. Your self-image. You'll never overachieve your own self-image. You have to align the meaning of that. Most people are casting a shadow on their future before they even begin because they haven't aligned the meaning of their past. They're so stuck in the failures, setbacks, and mistakes that they never can get to where they want to be. They have limited their self-image already. We have to be non-negotiable about time and study of relativity, the meaning of time. Those are my non-negotiable 12 hours a day. 90% of outcomes are exponential if you're consistent and persistent every single day. So I know that in that 12 hours, regardless what happens with the other 12 hours that I'm awake, I'm gonna have exponentiality with 90% of the activities in my life, personal and professional. I'm gonna live in the empty mile. Hardest part is to be consistent, to be repetitive, and to be honest with myself. Because man, do we love to lie. I have this guy, right? Loves to tell me, I don't lie. He's like, Shakespeare said, thou dost protest too much. When I protest too much, I look within and say, why am I protesting so much? I have a need to be offended. Let me break it to you. You lie every day, and you will lie to the most important person in your life every day, you. You lie to yourself all the time. And the more that we learn to live in integrity, in a divine direction, now we can be honest with others intentionally as well. And so what we want to do is live that 12 hours. Now it takes all the pressure off of the other 12 hours, the circumstantial behavior. And that's where these daily practices are going to help you. Non-negotiables, you don't need daily practices. They're non-negotiable. You don't need to practice it. You are committing to yourself to be repetitive and honest with yourself that these are the most important things, and I've assigned a minimum amount of time, regardless of the circumstances and uncertainty of the day, to these behaviors that will create acceleration, aggregation, and compound the outcomes exponentially to allow me to live in a non-competitive, abundant world of more than enough called the empty mile, not the extra mile where everybody else is hanging out, getting straight A's. All right, so let's talk about these circumstantial behaviors. Let's talk about real life, mortgages, kids, learning to love what we don't like or love about what we love, all the different things. So everybody clear on the non-negotiable side? Because if you're clear on that, this is only for the 10% extra. You're not going to get huge bang out of this, but you're going to learn a lot. But you're not going to get huge outcomes by this because it's circumstantial. But we're going to go through it because it actually gives you the opportunity to enjoy the non-negotiables. The circumstances, the variant behaviors, the uncertainty in life is what allows us to enjoy the mundane, repetitive, and honest living of non-negotiable behaviors. So it's important to have these circumstances and get the most out of them for enjoyment of the human experience, not the outcomes. The outcomes will come from non-negotiable behaviors. Number one, daily practice. Know your what. What do I want today according to the circumstances of today in the divine direction of where I think, I'll repeat, where I think I want to be or better? I'm going to repeat that. What is it I want today, personally, experientially, giving and receiving today, according to the circumstances of today, in the divine direction of where I think I want to be or better, and how am I aligning the meaning of the past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances of our lives with the divine direction of where I think I want to be or better, because it may change tomorrow. That's why when people tell me, hey, are you interested in this? Not at this time. Because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen tomorrow. And you may just have the shittiest deal today that turns into the best deal tomorrow. Right? I wish I would have taken that guy up that was going to sell me Bitcoin for $5. Right? I told him not at this time, but he forgot to tell me when the right time was. I'm still waiting. Chris told me when XRP the right time is. I'm still waiting for that to be the right time, but he at least told me to buy. We'll see if it goes to 10,000. Circumstantial behaviors relying upon the fact that I know what I want in a divine direction of where I think I want to be and aligning the meaning of the past, including the historical relevances in our lives. Especially today, people have that. Know your what. Two. Oh, by the way, the five daily practices will take you from nothingness into the divine. And I'm going to show that. So what do I mean by nothingness? Most people live their lives from no thing to no thing. That's their life, from no thing to no thing. You live your life like a tube. Hopefully you guys have eaten food in, food out. That's their whole existence. Camus wrote about it in The Stranger, pushing a boulder to the top of the hill, the myth of Sisyphus, and it rolling back down to the bottom of the hill every single day. That's nothingness. If you know your what, you do get a mathematical advantage in your circumstantial behavior 12 hours a day. You now have something called possibilities. It's a mathematical advantage in life over nothing. The minute you know what you want in the divine direction of where you think you want to be and align the meaning of the past to it, you now have a possibility. And it's a mathematical advantage to nothing. The second thing is know your who. This is a powerful thing that I think about every day. The fastest way to get to where we want to be or better, or where we think we want to be or better, is to find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. Or help somebody else get to where they want to be or better and give them directions. That's it. Know your who. Be intentional every day. Who is it, especially now with the huge addressable community that we have and connectivity of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other? That's the community that I'm building. That's why I created a group that we meet every single Monday. It's simply, yes, for me to answer questions, to make introductions, but for the group to help. And several of you are in that group with me. And if you're not in that group, you should talk to the people in that group and ask them why they're in that group, because they're part of a neighborhood, a community of people that want to help each other and know people to help each other. If you're looking for business development, it's the greatest business development in the world to have people that buy from you and sell for you for life. You will be rich. The more people that you have buying from you and selling for you creates more abundance than you could even imagine at all times. But you got to be willing to receive and ask for help. Living in radical humility. Favorite quote in the world to me, I'm either humble or I'm about to be. If you're not part of that group, you're about to be. I promise. You need your community of people, a neighborhood of people that will help you and know you cannot do it on your own. Know your who you can help and who can help you. And if you do that, another mathematical advantage happens. It's It's called probability. A quantitative advancement from nothingness, the possibility by knowing your what, to a probability knowing your who, knowing that the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for directions and help someone get to where they want to be. Probabilities. That's what I get for 12 hours a day. Whole bunch of probability. Certainty, non-negotiable behavior. Certainty, non-negotiable behavior. I'm already in probability with the circumstantial behavior that changes every single day out of humility, of uncertainty, of circumstance. The third daily practice, know your how. How am I utilizing time and meaning in order to effectuate an intentional behavior aligned with where I want to be or better according to the circumstances of the day? The weather, the mortgage rates, the arguments, the delays, all the different things that happen to all of us all the time that creates a reaction to fear, and you need to respond to that reaction to fear. Know your how. How am I using the 12 hours? How am I pre-prioritizing, prioritizing, and post-prioritizing that time intentionally by aligning it with what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing? And I created this system called a student of the calendar. When you study something, you pay attention to and give intention to what you're doing, and it creates a mathematical equation of luck called a coincidence. Coinciding of what you pay attention and give intention to. And it's knowing your how that creates the coincidences, the coinciding in your life. Manifestation in its most pragmatic way. For all of you non-woo-woo people, it's a mathematical equation. Pay attention to what you want. Give it your intention. Do, say, think, feel, and believe. It will equal the coincidence or better. Sometimes better comes in the form of no evidence or evidence contrary to better. I'm going to repeat that. Better comes with no evidence or evidence that contrary to better. That's why faith is so important, not just wisdom. Faith that you're being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected in humility, that you don't know what you don't know, and losing everything, including your mom's house, could be protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting you, not punishing you. Speaking from personal experience, by the way. Know your how. Pay attention and give intention to each and every hour of the day, planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, your sleep. Get the most out of it of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude in alignment with your divine direction of where you want to be or better. And if you do that, it'll become your perspective. Another mathematical advantage from nothingness. Out of the circumstantial behavior, still taking care of the 90% of our outcomes with certainty, with non-negotiable behavior, I now have my perspective. And if you understand gratitude and forgiveness, perspective is everything. In other words, you have the power to give meaning to everything you see. The meaning is portrayed by the perceptions you have. Accountability lies within what? How did I participate in this perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? How am I responsible? How did I attract it? It's all your perception and what you're learning from it. How did I participate in that perception is knowing or how and having perspective. The fourth daily practice is know your now. Know your now. 100% of the things that you do now or do next get done. It's my second favorite statistic in the world. My favorite statistic is 99% of all statistics are made up. Second favorite, 100% of the things you do now. So as we know what's important to us by our non-negotiable behavior and our what, our who, and our how, we now can pre, post, and reprioritize our day by what's important to us. Urgency is a subset to that. Prioritization is the antidote to the two things that stop most entrepreneurs: procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It is mathematically impossible to procrastinate or to feel overwhelmed if you're doing shit now and doing shit next. When you're doing stuff now, you are not procrastinating or feeling overwhelmed. Einstein said, nothing happens till it moves. In other words, he said, stop procrastinating. Prioritize what's important to you by knowing your what, your who, and your how, and your non-negotiable behavior. And if you do that, something fabulous happens in the math. It becomes your reality. Because 100% of the things you do now get done. That's real. That's not your perception. It's real. So I've taken you from nothingness to possibility to probability to perspective to reality. So it leaves only one daily practice, the most important daily practice within the context of both non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors. And it's applying your why. I can't tell you how many people that work with me, Mr. Meltzer, I don't know my why. I'm in search of my purpose. Wayne Dyer told me years ago that, Dave, the thoughts about your purpose are your purpose. I had no idea what he said. Now I understand. Apply your why each and every day. You see, we're always connected to the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought with more than enough of everything for everyone. We just got to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. We have to apply our why to the non-negotiables and negotiable behaviors. We have to apply our why to the daily practices. We have to apply our why to this infinite, abundant, unified system that we're all a part of and stop interfering with it. And so in order to do so, you have to understand free will. Free will is what God has given us within the context of the human experience to work with the infinite as well. What does that mean? There's only one thing to illustrate your free will, and it's stopping. So what happens is there's uncertainty. I'm afraid. I see clues and patterns of how I react to fear of uncertainty, right? I have a terrible need to be offended, need to be right, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried, some of these. The good thing about these things is that they're instant and obvious. You don't need a therapist to tell you you're pissed off. You don't need a therapist to tell you you're worried or you feel guilty. People spend all this money to try to figure out why they feel guilty, resentful. I'll tell you why. Because there's uncertainty and you reacted to it in this way and you have a genetic or energetic disposition to reacting in this way. You don't have to save millions of dollars in therapy according to this problem. Go for other problems like your husband's a dick. Therapists will help you with that. Definitely help my wife. Not now. I wrote the book now. Don't do business with dicks or marry one. Comes out as Super Bowl. So what do we do? So the instant and obvious, I'm pissed off. Someone cut me off. Someone said something to hurt my feelings. I'm projecting an insecurity that I'm not a liar. Whatever it is that you do. And there's only one response to the instant and obvious reaction to fear. Stop. Your mind, body, and spirit, just stop. Stop. It sounds easy, but remember the simple things to do are simple not to do. I always use gratitude as an example. Really simple thing to do to say thank you before you go to bed and wake up. Humongous results. It's free. It takes 0.1 seconds. And by tonight, most of us won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, most of us won't say thank you. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. Even though we all agree that if we said thank you for 30 straight days before we went to bed and when we woke up, our lives would change for the better. We don't take the time. Why? Because the simple things to do are simple not to do, which is the same thing of reacting with stopping. And if anyone's ever been in an argument with their spouse, how many times are you in the argument and actually talking to yourself going, shut the fuck up, stop, I can't believe I just said that. And then she says something else or he says something else and you double down on the dickness, right? And you just keep going through this. I've had three conversations in my head. I'm like, stop, stop, bitch, stop, stop, F you, right? Having oral sex in the hallway, fuck you too. You know, pretty much what happens if you're a jerk. The only kind of sex you have. But instead, stop, drop, breathe, and keep on breathing until you drop down to recollect, remind, and remember with your God, with your source. And when you feel at ease, now you can roll in back into your divine direction. What is it that I wanted? Who can I help? Who can help me? How best can I get this done according to the circumstances that now exist? How do I reprioritize and do that now and do that next and continue to apply my why? My mom taught me quite clearly, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, whenever you're on fire, just stop, drop, and roll. I promise you, if you have non-negotiable behaviors every single day, do your best not to double down on the L's, which you will have because you're human, and you create the 5 daily practices to handle the other 12 hours of awake time in your life, the circumstances, the uncertainty that is guaranteed to exist within the guarantee of God of 24 hours a day, every day of your life, except for the last day. If you know your what, your who, your how, your now, and apply your why, you will make a lot of money. You will help a lot of people, and you will have a lot of fun. And if you do that, I guarantee that you will be happy, and you will empower other people to be happy, to empower other people to be happy. And together with me, we can change the world, which will make me even more happy. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.